Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Friends, welcome to our Monday morning message and our journey through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which can be found in the Gospel of Matthew chapters 5 through 7. We now enter a moment when Jesus talks about the blessing of persecution, which can seem really counterintuitive to us. In verses 10 through 12 in chapter 5, we read these words preached by Jesus. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, you know, we all know that there is absolutely no guarantee that doing the right thing or fighting for a just cause will win anyone praise or appreciation in life. We live in a world where you are often damned if you do and damned if you don't, where no good deed goes unpunished, and where nice guys and girls are said to finish last. I mean, advocating for that which needs to change or confronting abuse or injustice, speaking truth, even in love, can really get us in a heap of trouble. And while there are certainly times when truth and goodwill win out, thank God, when a person challenges a system that's been in place for a long time, or confronts a situation that's harmful, but accepted as normal, or when someone objects to a process that keeps the peace at the cost of the dignity of others, the prospect of change can really produce significant blowback. I mean, even the most well-intentioned and careful of prophets can find themselves in the crosshairs of others facing persecution. It was a well-known reality in ancient Israel that the prophets of God advocating for change were often the object of persecution. Jesus himself referred to Jerusalem as the city that kills the prophets. And we have plenty of contemporary examples of prophets, truth tellers advocating for a more just and equitable world, who have been maligned, who've been persecuted, who've even lost their lives. We know that. I mean, if someone is called by God to speak truth in a world where convenient lies and unjust practices and laws frame daily life, the cost to that prophet can be painfully high. I mean, as followers of Jesus, we should know that the cost of doing good in the world can be the cross. However, while persecution may be the worldly reward for trying to speak and act and think rightly, what Jesus says here is that the eternal reward for living and advocating for life as God wants it to be lived, that eternal reward is great. Jesus was clear. Those who choose to spend and expend their lives working for peace, justice, and dignity for all will be the inheritors of the kingdom of heaven and God's blessing, and will take their place in a long and distinguished line of faithful prophets who experience persecution in life and eternal glory beyond death. So the question I want you to wrestle with today and this week is simply this. What is something you know, the very core of your being, you know needs to be done or changed for good? Now, and then maybe follow up by asking yourself, are you reluctant to address that situation or issue because you're concerned the cost might be too high or the effort won't be worth the likely outcome? Just wrestle with that question a little bit. And then as far as practice for the day or the week, when you see or hear something objectionable, a callous comment, a careless act, instead of remaining silent, address the issue immediately, directly, but also graciously and gently. Let's pray about that. Lord, we do not want to walk into a world looking for abuses or injustices to address. Lord God, championing truth and righteousness are not primary causes for our lives most of the time. We're not looking for a fight, even if one needs to be had, for the welfare of others and the good of the world. Our reluctance is fueled, we suspect, in part, Lord, by our ignorance of what is good, what is right, what is just. Because, Lord God, it can be wildly presumptuous and annoyingly self-righteous to assume that we can be the arbiters of that which is right. But, Lord God, when we know something's wrong, and when we suspect that our reluctance has something to do with our lack of courage, whether it be a faltering will or a hesitation to set the status quo. We ask for your intervention to prompt us to do what is right and good. Help us to know, Lord God, when to speak up and when to be silent, when to step forward and when to step back. Help us to know when to remain in place, but also when to be prophetic. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.